welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just around 15 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello, and with me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you this week?
I am great because we are talking about one of the things I love most in life this week. We are going to talk about Happily Ever Afters.
Oh, a dream is a wish your heart makes. Yeah, right. Today, this week, we are going to talk about Disney weddings. Dun, 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 he says with trepidation in his voice, but excitement in his heart. So I know that you had visited Walt Disney World recently and you had attended a wedding showcase. For those of us that have no idea what that is, just give us a breakdown of what is the wedding showcase.
You bet. Typically, Disney does two wedding showcases a year. They both are somewhere between January and March every year. One in Disneyland and then one in Walt Disney World on the East Coast. And it's really for anybody that's thinking of a Disney wedding, whether it's a full-out 200-person wedding or a ceremony just for a bride and a groom. We've done elopements. We've done vow renewals. It's an opportunity to come and see some of the amazing locations Disney offers for weddings, taste the incredible cake flavors they have, see some of the entertainment and a lot of the extra special events they have, and get a real feel for what would my Disney wedding be.
So where did this showcase take place, the one that you attended?
This year's was at the Grand Floridian, and it was super special. This is the second one I've done. The last one was at the Yacht and Beach Club. Because this one was at the Grand, they blocked out the wedding pavilion, and we were able to go inside of that incredible, incredible location to see how magical it would be to get married in that chapel.
Very cool. For those of you that have been to Orlando, you know where the hopefully you know where that chapel is, right by the Grand Floridian Resort and Spa. But that's not the entire package that you guys saw there, right? So there's more than just getting married at Walt Disney World, which is part of why this showcase is there. So can you run down for us briefly what the locations are where people can get married with Disney-themed weddings?
You bet. So obviously, as you said, there's Walt Disney World. There's even different options. If you do Disney Springs, there's Disneyland weddings, Disney Cruise Line weddings, Disney's Vero Beach property in Florida, as well as Ulani out in Hawaii.
So I got to stop you there, right? Because I think that the main things that people think about when they talk about Disney weddings, they always think about obviously Disney World and Disneyland. The one thing that you said there that I thought was very, very interesting that I hadn't really spent the time to think about was Disney Cruise Line. Can you talk to me a little bit about what does that look like? That's got to be such a unique experience. And working with a company like yours, like that's got to help tremendously when planning something like that, no?
It's an amazing opportunity. That is where our niche is for weddings, is working with Disney Cruise Line brides. We've had an opportunity to help so many of them, and we love it. Think about your wedding being a 3 to 7 day event. You're together as much as you want to be with your guests, but you can also step away and enjoy that new time as a couple. And great opportunities, everything from getting married on board in the absolutely gorgeous atriums that Disney Cruise Line ships offer, to getting married out on a deck with the ocean behind you, or getting married on Disney's private island, a beach wedding right on Castaway.
Wow. We may have to do an entire show on just the intricacies of a Disney Cruise Line wedding, because it just sounds so elaborate and so different and just so magical with that Disney little touch to it, too.
It's amazing, but what I love about it is there's almost the opposite of elaborate. There's a simplicity to it. It's amazing for brides that want that ooh-ah Disney moment, that fairy tale dream come true time. But they don't want to be the bridezilla. They don't care how the napkin is folded, the intricacies of placing every item and every extra and every add-on. The ship is amazing. The wedding team on board is phenomenal. we can still do extras like bubbles. We can even have Mickey and Minnie come in and help you cut your cake. But you're not going over the top. There aren't thousands of extras like you can do in a standard wedding. And if you're not a DIY bride, this is also great for you. You're on a ship. Chances are most of the brides that we've worked with are flying from somewhere. You're not going to be that bride that 3 days before your wedding is sitting at your kitchen table crying because you haven't finished making the centerpieces and the place cards you wanted. There's such a great level of simplicity but magic to
all
this.
Right, so let's pin that, because I do think an entire show centered on that might be a cool idea. We'll circle back to that later, but let's go back to the showcase. We mentioned all those different places that Disney offers as far as where they can do Disney-themed weddings. Who goes to a wedding showcase, something like you did at the Grand Floridian?
You know, you see everybody there. You see anything from a bride there with her best friend to a bride with her mom. I met a wonderful bride-to-be that was there with her mother and her future mother-in-law. Sometimes it's just the couple. Sometimes it's a logistic question. It's a who's paying question. Whose opinion do you want to weigh in? There were a couple of brides that went on their own. They didn't want all the extra thought. They paid to go. They wanted to see and do, and then they wanted to share. It's a great option for anybody who's thinking of planning a Disney event. Even if it's not a wedding, there were so many great things that you got to experience that are hard to really get a true visual on and a taste or a touch if you were planning an event at a different time of the year.
Interesting. Okay, so the other question I have for you when I'm looking at the fact that this showcase exists, and they do showcases all over the country for various different things, but why do they do this? Is this something they do every year? Like what's the purpose of having these things? What are the things that you guys are experiencing as the potential consumers of this Disney-themed wedding?
Sure. So it is mainly, this one in particular, is Walt Disney World focused. Although they have information there on all the different divisions, and I was able to talk with my friends in the cruise line division, and they were able to show you a sample cruise line cake. Again, the Walt Disney World weddings are the most elaborate and have the most offerings. So, for example, in the ballrooms at the Grand Floridian, we saw, I want to say it was 6 different table setups.
Okay.
So that you could get an idea how simplistic you could go or how over the top you could go. There was a Haunted Mansion theme one that was amazing.
That's cool.
And they showed you what a centerpiece would look like and what kind of unique place cards you could make. And you could see different floral options. They had entertainment there. What would it be like if I had a harpist playing? What would it be like if I had a caricature person? New this year, they had somebody who was doing live paintings. And so she was doing paintings of the castle for all of us, but they would actually paint couples dancing and things of that nature during your wedding. So you could create a souvenir live during the party.
That's cool. That's very cool. What about the food?
Lots of good tastings, lots of unique stuff that I didn't know even existed out there. I will definitely say I'm a cake girl. If you didn't know and you're a big churro fan in the park for your wedding, they make a churro flavored cake that is to die for. So great opportunity to taste lots of cakes. And they wanted to show us what live action stations were. New to me, I have never seen cotton candy covered shrimp.
What?
And they literally shrimp on a skewer that they were dipping in the cotton candy machine and handing it out. So you could see that element, that live action. They had a pasta carbonara station where they put it in these cute little gingery jars and shook up all the ingredients live in front of your guests. So not only did you get to taste their exceptional food, but you really got to see, do I want one of those show elements, or do I want a standard buffet or a standard serve table side meal? It gave you an opportunity to understand that truly as Walt always says, there is no end to imagination with what you can do with a land-based wedding.
It really can't be surprising to anybody that is a Disney fan, though, that the showmanship and the entertainment and the story behind how your food is made is something that they'd consider. Like, it makes total sense now that you've said it. But as you're saying it, I'm shaking my head going, why would anybody think of that? But of course Disney would think of it. Of course.
You know, I've done over the years a lot of corporate events at Disney, a lot of private events at Disney. And every year they come out with something new. And I think that there's no way that there's going to be a new favorite or they're going to top anything that they've ever done. And I should know better now. Every year they surpass it and they come out with more new things and phenomenal things and just so much to see and do.
All right. So here's the question I have for you, right? People are talking about doing these things. You know, they're destination weddings. Don't they put a lot of expense on your guests that you're including in this whole thing? Like, is there any talk of that at all?
There's definitely talk of it. It is all about perspective, just like anything else in life. I was talking to a bride, and she was actually doing a Disney Cruise Line wedding. And she said, you know, I floated the idea by a friend of mine. Sorry, no pun intended. And the friend said, I'm not going to pay for your wedding. Why would I pay for your wedding? And it took her a minute to even understand what the friend was saying. And she's, well, I have to pay to cruise if I want to go to your wedding instead of just showing up. And that's true. But the reality is, a lot of people, while they don't consider it a destination wedding, they're not getting married at Walt Disney World or on a cruise ship. They might be living in New Jersey now, but their family is from Massachusetts or Iowa or wherever they're from. It's not a true destination wedding, but it's a destination. I have family all over the country. I'm flying to the majority of weddings that I go to. I'm paying for airfare. Whether I pay for airfare to go to a cousin in Wisconsin or I pay for airfare because she has her wedding in Walt Disney World, makes no difference to me. And because she doesn't live in my town, I'm still paying for a hotel. And yes, she's paying, obviously, for her wedding, and she's feeding me that night. But I'm not flying in 4 minutes before the wedding and flying out 4 minutes after.
Yeah, you didn't book your fast pass for the wedding? That's what you're saying.
I did not. So I have meals that I'm paying for in this other city. It's just looking at it with that different perspective, because I think when I go to family weddings like that, you're paying for meals as you go. You're not necessarily thinking about, oh my gosh, I just shelled out $500. Where when you're doing a destination wedding like Disney, here's your package. This is what my resort and my tickets cost, or this is what my cruise costs. But I'm not just going for the wedding. I'm getting a vacation on top of that. And amazing opportunities to see unique things.
So you talked about what the cost would be for the guests. Can we talk a little bit about what the options are, the packages that they're offering for, I guess, as many properties as we have time to talk about today? You know, what are the options as far as the cost for these types of things? You know, you and I are in the New York, New Jersey area. So the numbers that you may throw out, they either could be normal to us or large to us or small to us. I have no idea where you're going with it, but some perspective is the weddings up in this part of the country where you and I live are very expensive. So I'm just curious to see what the cost would be for these options.
You bet. And that's why I think our Disney Cruise Line brides love their weddings. It's different. The basic Disney Cruise Line wedding package is $3,500 and it includes 20 people. Now you're going to pay for your cruise on top of that. But that is your wedding, your officiant, your cake, your champagne, and a short reception, a one-hour reception.
So that's not your room. Your room is not included in that.
Your room is not included in that. It's not a formal dinner. It's not 5 hours of dancing. It's not a cocktail hour. But there's plenty of food on the ship that's already included. You can extend and you can pay for additional things, or you can stick with that basic package. I have a lot of brides who stick with that basic package. It even includes your flowers, and they're good to go. So it's a reasonable option.
Sure, definitely.
Besides adding a character, appearance, DJ, or photographer, there's not a lot of Disney Cruise Line add-ons, which is why you can keep that price nice and low.
Okay.
Walt Disney World weddings started at $5,000. And they changed how they charge for Walt Disney World weddings in January of 2020. That is now the absolute lowest price. And they have about 40 locations on property, everything from the beach at the Polynesian to the wedding pavilion we were referencing to getting married in front of the waterfall in the Canada Pavilion in Epcot to getting married in front of the Tree of Life or even the castle. Every location, every time of day, and every day of the week has a different cost. And then there's holiday season. So while $5,000 is the starting point, from there, literally the sky is the limit. I've heard brides stay at that $5,000 with a super small wedding. I know of a bride who is over $100,000. So there's a lot more bells and whistles you can add on. That temptation to add those things is definitely there. And it's up to you to create it.
So I have
one of the reasons we love the cruise weddings.
I have a suggestion for you though, Sandy.
You bet.
Instant Impressions is such a cruise line wedding specialist. I think I have a new idea for you to bring to Walt Disney World. And you can call it the Coviello package, just to give me a little bit of credit. I don't need any money. I just want credit.
Okay.
Jungle Cruise Wedding. So you all get on the boat, and as you go through the backside of water, they say I do, and then everybody gets off and gets a turkey leg for dinner. What do you think?
I think it's a great package. I think we could do it well under that $5,000.
I agree.
I think it's the way to go. I would throw in a Dole Whip, though.
That's fine. I can live with that. What are the other options? Sorry, I had to jump in there. What are the other options? We got Walt Disney World that you said there are a lot of options starting at $5,000. Is there anything else about Walt Disney World that we didn't hit on?
There's so many choices. It's why the showcase is great. It's why working with a planner is great. Disney does provide a planner for you. There's lots of resources online. And again, literally the sky is the limit there. But again, that's not for everybody. A theme park setting isn't it for everyone, even though the Disney magic is it. So that's where I think Vero Beach and Ulani come in. Vero Beach, obviously a lot easier for the majority of people to get to because it is in Florida. Shorter flight from just about anywhere than flying out to Hawaii. But if you're a beach person and you've always dreamed of that Disney wedding, but that beach, that's a great choice for you. And those also start at $5,000 and offer anything from a typical reception to a cocktail type reception.
Good to know. All right. Anything else that we need to know about the showcase specifically?
Keep your eye out. As I said, it's different times every year, but it does typically happen between January and March. Usually signups are late fall and it does sell out. So keep your eyes out. Or if you're thinking about it and you want to talk weddings, give us a call. We can talk to you about it. We can also let you know as soon as we find out that the showcase is available.
Sounds like a great idea. Sandy, thanks for taking the time today.
Thanks, Jeff.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. Be sure to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning or any Disney wedding planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.